Happy New Year! Happy 2021! Welcome to an all-new year, an all-new season of the Sclerosun Podcast. I'm your host, Emmanuel Munda, the Scleroderma Foundation Southern California Chapter Community Development Manager. This episode, we want to tell you about some exciting things that we're going to be doing this year. First of all, thank you. Thank you so much. You helped us survive 2020. Without you and your support, we couldn't have made it a successful year. So we hope you've enjoyed our end of the year foundation celebration. It was definitely a great first thing that we, a first brand new thing that we did here at the foundation. As well as it was a blast to honor those that helped make things possible. We also want to remind you to renew your membership. Now, the Scleroderma Foundation, yes, there's a membership to it. And with the membership, it's only $25. It's like 5 cups of coffee from Starbucks. And it lasts you the whole year, and it will give you access to our national newsletter, the Scleroderma Voice. Also discounts on our national convention registration, as well as discounts to some of our paid events. So stay tuned for that. We're definitely going to be, bringing in a few more things that you can do with your membership here at the Scleroderma Foundation Southern California Chapter. Now, to become a member, just go to our website, scleroderma.org, or the national website, the www.scleroderma.org, and click the link to become a member. And if you're watching this live, feel free to comment below with any questions or comments regarding the upcoming events and previous events too. We would love to hear your thoughts. I mean, a lot of the things that we did last year was based on what people wanted us to do and what they were requesting us to do. So please, whatever you think we should be doing, we'd love to hear it. All right, let's get down to business. First up, our national website will be going through some changes, an overhaul, just to update the look, because I know it's looked the same for the last at least 8 years that I've been around looking at that website. So you'll see a brand new, more beautiful, more efficient, more user-friendly website coming up, but it's going to take a while. It's going to be a slow roll. So just wait for that in the future, right? It's not going to affect any of our events or websites or registrations coming up as well, too. So don't worry about that, but just be ready for something great and big from National. So now, due to the volatile COVID situation, we are playing it safe. We know the dangers of that COVID posts on some of our most vulnerable constituents, right? Scleroderma patients are immunosuppressed and immunocompromised. And, my wife has ILD with her scleroderma, so I know personally for a fact that it's going to be hard if she catches it. But we do have a vaccine, and we I think things are definitely turning around for us. With that said, we have focused on having more virtual events and moving most of our live events towards the end of the year. So I am hoping that we'll be able to see everybody in person and live. That said, I promise it's still going to be fun. While we're still raising awareness, raising funds for research and services, while providing support and funding towards a cure. So get your calendars ready and start marking it, because it's going to be a lot of things that we're going to be doing this year. And if you have any questions, just feel free to message us on here on Facebook or even on our Instagram at Scleroderma SoCal, or message us at SoCalEvents@scleroderma.org if you want to ask questions about events. It's going to be great. And we're, of course, looking for volunteers for all of our events as well. So if you do want to volunteer, there is a group for that on Facebook called Scleroderma Foundation Southern California Chapter Volunteers. And there's a link there. We're always looking for volunteers, even for our online virtual events, because we'd love to coordinate with everybody and see what everybody can bring to the table and have a great great year, great events. If you want to sing a song during a virtual event, hey, we can make that happen too. So going down in the calendars, I am leaving out some of our education days, because we're still putting that together. The great thing about learning how to do things virtually, since we've been having our support group meetings virtually, is we are able to reach out to more speakers, reach out to more doctors from around the country, around the world, and more people can get involved in it. There are there are also what do you call that? Virtual, I forgot what they call it, virtual university or virtual something like that on the foundation website, on the national website. Check that out as well too. There's a lot of guest speakers, but we do feature our speakers here as well too. So check out the events page constantly, because we're always adding things, whether it's an update on the COVID, on COVID, or whether it's or doctors talking, special speakers. We do have them in our joint support group meetings, and we do have regular support group meetings as well too. So check us out on the web, www.scleroderma.org/socal, and check us out online constantly, and just be able to be in the know. It's great to have, it's great that even though we're far apart, we can be close together virtually, right? We can message one another. So if you're joining right now, if you're a first time listener, constant follower, please feel free to comment and add your two cents below, and we'll definitely listen about, and these are all announcements regarding events coming up. It's gonna be great. So our first major event is actually live. It's an in-person event. Vertical Cure. Vertical Cure is our event that takes place in Mammoth Mountain, and it's one of those cool things that we get to do. Hold on, I gotta put the logo up. Strike out. As you can see, this is I'm trying some new technology here, and it gets really confusing when I can't see things. There we go. Vertical Cure. Vertical Cure is a skiathon that takes place every year in Mammoth Mountain. We actually did have to cancel last year, but we are hoping that we can go ahead and do it this year live. It is skiing, so everybody's 6 feet apart, or as far as a ski pole can poke. And it's a great fundraiser run by the Corman family. Every year they raise about $20,000 to $40,000. They've raised almost $500,000 since the 20 years it's been out. So if you want to check it out, if you want to register, it's www.verticalcure.org, and you can register or donate there. It's a great event. It's happening Saturday, March 27, 2021. At Mammoth Mountain. You can get, once you register, we'll send you a link for discount hotels. So it'll be great. It's a perfect time. It's like the end of the season kind of skiing. It's an awesome, beautiful place up in Mammoth. All right. So April 17, we're doing something totally different. We're doing Strikeout Scleroderma. Normally we go and do tailgate parties at these events, but it's April 17th, Padres versus Dodgers. All right, what we're going to do, it's going to be really cool, is we're going to have an online watch party. All right, we're all going to be in one Zoom watching the game. You can cheer. We're going to, if you register, we'll give you links to have custom backgrounds for your Zoom call, so you know what team you're cheering for, right? You can yell at people. Unless they mute you, but you get what I'm saying. It's gonna be like a Zoom party, but watching a baseball game. It's gonna be, don't you want to be with your friends watching the same thing, but you can't, so now you get to watch it. So it's an online watch party. Cheer on your team with custom Zoom backgrounds. We'll have raffles, we'll have prizes. There's so much that we can do. It's gonna be great. All right, so April 17th, Strikeout Scleroderma, Padres versus Dodgers. A lot of these registrations will be coming up in March or even earlier, so be aware, it's gonna happen, it's gonna come. But we'll put it in the events. Keep an eye on that. May 30, this is the big one. May 30 to June 6, it's a SoCal Virtual Stepping Out Week. We're not just going to dedicate one day to it. We're going to dedicate an entire week to stepping out to cure scleroderma, kicking off June, which is our Scleroderma Awareness Month, right? So May 30th to June 6th, the SoCal Virtual Stepping Out Week, all right? It'll be 1 week of videos and posts and contests and games. We'll have like a daily thing where, okay, this person raised the most money this day, so forth and so on, and and it's just going to be great. And we'll be checking in with all our teams to see what they're doing. And the contest wraps up with a 4-hour streamathon again. And it'll replace, you know, unfortunately, it'll still be too early. I think May, June is still way too early for having a big group for our normal La Mirada Southern California stepping out. So we're just going to be doing it online again. And it worked last year. It's going to work again this year. We're just going to make it more fun. But the cool thing is, like I said, we're going to be moving things further back, right? So this is just our virtual walk. Stay tuned. So we'll have virtual contests. We'll have raffles. We'll have our virtual scavenger hunt. It's going to be back again. That was fun for those that participated. It was cool seeing people running around in their Zoom windows looking for the objects as we call it out. We'll definitely have musical guests. So we'll have our guest speakers and plenty of surprises. Trust me. Now that I have 6 months to plan it instead of, you know, two, it's definitely going to be bigger. So registration will begin in a few weeks, so keep an eye on that as well too. And as soon as the registration is open, we'll start doing our 12-week countdown, and everybody can start contributing their stories, their videos, their promos. I mean, we had Josh Gorman doing promo for us last year. Isn't that great? So we'll see what else. We'll see all these surprises. So it's gonna be such a great month, because also in June we are planning the Scleroderma Awareness Drive-In Movie Night. Okay, so a lot is still in the air, and it's one of those things that we know we're gonna do it. We just have to find the location. We just have to find a city that will let us do it. Just to do a drive-in movie night. Wouldn't that be great? I mean, just to show up in your cars and still be able to see people, still able to wave at them or honk at them if that's what you want to do for drive-in movie night. So stay tuned for all these details. We'll be putting it in our Facebook page. We'll be putting it online at scleroderma.org/SoCal. Also follow us on Instagram, Scleroderma SoCal, Twitter, Sclerosocal. And of course, you're watching on Facebook. I hope you're watching on Facebook. Scleroderma SoCal. All right. That's a lot for me to say. So the next month is July. July, we're leaving it for our National Scleroderma Foundation. And they'll be having their virtual patient education conference. Again, July is still at the halfway point and it is still too early. So the National Foundation has moved this year's conference virtual as again, but you're still going to get the same information as if we were to go to Washington like we planned to last year or anywhere else. So please register. And like I said, if you spend $25 and get your membership, you get a discount for our national conference, right? And that information, trust me, a lot of it is extremely valuable, life-saving, life-changing. I've been to several conferences and there's always something new to learn. A lot of people to meet as well too. It's awesome. So go to www.scleroderma.org/conference for more information on the national conference. All right, so on the national side, but August is gonna start. It's gonna start to build. It's gonna be it's leading up to Q3 of the year, right? So closer to the end of the year, we can start doing things. But first, August 7th, Strikeout Scleroderma, and you're gonna love this because this is the freeway battle. It's Dodgers versus Angels, right? So we're gonna do the same thing as we did with Padres versus Dodgers. I'm a Dodger fan. I love the Dodgers. We're in Southern California. They are the world champions. So we're gonna bleed that and just keep up with it. So Dodgers versus Angels, August 7th. It'll be online. It's gonna be an online watch party. Same deal. Cheer your team on with a custom Zoom background. We'll have prizes. We'll have surprises. We might do something different from the other one as well too. So stay tuned. We might actually register and then we'll send you a gift card to your favorite restaurant, right? So there's so many things that that we can do online now that you know we'll be in our homes safe while still enjoying, but at the end of August. So this is where it gets even cooler. Since it's nearing the end of the year and we're hoping everybody gets vaccinated or everybody is safe enough that we have the numbers that we can actually go out, because San Diego stepping out to cure scleroderma, it's going to be hopefully our first live walk back from our lockdown, right? So we want this to be really big and we want this to be really great. All right, I've already reached out to our committee members and they're excited to be able to do this. So we're hoping the pandemic is under control, because we want to bring in live entertainment. We want to bring our live walks back, right? Some team games and raffles, and for whatever reason we can't hold this event, we'll still go online. You know, all our stuff is actual, all our events are online, which is great. So that part's going to be taken care of. It's just a matter of what we're going to do on the day of. So if that doesn't happen, it'll be our SoCal virtual walk part two. We'll be cool, but we are hoping that by August 28th, y'all send that good vibes now and get that going for August 28th, that we're going to have our San Diego stepping out to cure scleroderma. All right. Details to come, since they open reservations for all the venues. I'm sending those out ASAP and making sure that happens. All right. And then the day at, right after that it's going to be the kickoff of part two. This was so successful last year that we actually, we were copied by other chapters to do the same thing, but we are the original. And it's the Bark for a Cure. It's gonna be great. It's our pet photo contest, costume contest. Remember, it's not just a pet photo contest. You actually have to wear a costume, the pet has to wear a costume. Dad first tried to come in with a costume as a cat, and that just doesn't work out because it's Dan first dressing up as a cat, not a cat dressing up as Dan first. Hint, hint, wink, wink, if you want to win the next one, you can have a cat dressing up as Dr. Dan first. So, this is going to be great. So, from September 1 all the way to November 5, we'll be holding the contest online as usual. We'll update you with all the websites, and it's going to be great, because if any of you have the calendar, you saw how wonderful it is just to see dogs up on your calendar, to have some hope of what's coming up in 2021, right? And it's better to see a cute dog in the, you know, background of something or whatever you get at the dollar store calendars. Have it personal. Now, last year our winner was Brittany Morris, and geez, it was great. But as you can see, I'm going to show you the result from last year of how much we raised. $7,716, and that's just stuff online. After that, we sold more calendars. We sold I think we're over $8,000 now on it. So we just puppy dogs, right? And it's good, great to see all the support and love of people coming out. So with that said, we're trying to also turn this into a live event. And our wheels are already rolling, our brain gears are already going. So as you noticed, we have our La Mirada stepping up turned into the Southern California virtual. And then San Diego goes live, but where's the valley? Well, we're gonna do this in the valley somewhere, right? Whether it's gonna be at a park, or we're gonna find a place where we can have a runway, because we want to do a Bark for a Cure fashion show contest. Yeah, it's gonna be a fashion show with dogs. It's gonna be fun, right? So stay tuned for that. Probably in October, because it'll be perfect time to have costumes on the little critters and actually do a live event. Once we lock it down, we'll let you know, and we hope to see you there. All right. So we're gonna bring it back a little bit since since it's a month, two and a half months or 9 weeks worth of events or weeks worth of Bark for a Cure. We'll roll it back a little bit to October. October 9, we're having our 2021 Key to a Cure Gala in Marina Del Rey Marriott. Place is reserved. Place is beautiful. Every year we've had it there, it's always a great success. We'll have our silent auction, a live band, dancing. The view is beautiful because we do it right. We get there right at sunset, and you're sipping wine while watching a sunset on Marina Del Rey. It's just such a wonderful location at the Marina Del Rey Marriott. And we'll have our honorees, and we're hoping we can do it again this year. So stay tuned. So that's October 9th for Key to a Cure Gala. If you want more information or donate to the Key to a Cure Gala Fund, go to www.keytoacure.org. All right, so hopefully we'll see you dancing again in October. So we're getting close. We got two more events to do. In November 6th, we got something special. Last year, our last event was the Santa Barbara Stepping Out to Cure Scleroderma. It was wonderful. It was a nice, nice morning walk. But the best part was the wine auction, right? But unfortunately, we could just do the wine auction, but everybody wanted to sip. So this year, Santa Barbara is switching up. It's going to be on November 6th, Santa Barbara Stepping Out Wine Reception and Auction. It's going to be a totally different feel for our more mature audiences. This stepping out will be different and will be full of surprises. Somewhere along the coast of beautiful Santa Barbara, we'll be doing our wine auction, and we'll be able to taste some of the wine as well too. So that's definitely something different, and I'm hoping. Hold on, I'm gonna fix this here. I'm definitely hoping that it's something that we all can go to, and I think even if it's 21 and older to drink, we'll have something for the kids. And we're moving it to November, so we can definitely. I am 95% sure that we'll be able to do it live. And what's a better place than Santa Barbara, right? I'm giving them a good shout out. I hope it works out. All right, so our last event, it's gonna be our second annual 2021 Foundation Celebration, December 16th. So the Foundation Celebration, as we did last year, we're gonna honor those who have helped and helped us through the year by creating differences, creating a change, and spreading the word. And we're honoring our scleroderma warriors. So that's what the Foundation Celebration is about, because everybody involved in the Foundation are warriors. Because we're all here to fight scleroderma, to raise awareness, to fund the research that will hopefully find a cure, and to help those that need it. You know, every time we have a guest speaker that talks about wellness or somebody that knows about COVID, so we're more aware of it and we're more safe about it. It helps, and it helps our patients and those with scleroderma survive and fight, and that's why we are here, and that's why it's for Scleroderma Warriors. So that's December 16th, 2021 Foundation Celebration. Well, that's it. I'm looking at the comments. No one's commenting, so it's all good. If you have any questions and you're watching this after the live broadcast, feel free to comment down below. We'll get right back to you. If you have any, if you'd like to volunteer for any of our events, whether it's part of the committee or just to get involved, please email SoCalEvents@scleroderma.org. SoCalEvents@scleroderma.org, and we'll get back to you. Like or go to our volunteer page as well too, Scleroderma Foundation Southern California volunteers. Just search it on your Facebook search and you'll find it there. And we look forward to working with you. We look forward to being to being back together IRL in real life. Once again, my name is Emmanuel Munda. I'm the Scleroderma Foundation Community Development Manager, and look forward to seeing you out there. Stay safe, be safe. Goodbye.